The burying parlor behind the smithy was the closest thing the town had to a mortuary in a time when most country folk preferred to see to their own dead, interring them on their own land with a wooden cross or a slab of roughly carved stone to mark the grave. Dustin Stokes, inevitably known as Hot Stokes, stood outside the door, wearing white cotton pants instead of his usual leathers. Over them billowed a vast white shirt, falling all the way to the knees so it looked almost like a dress. Looking at him, Tim remembered it was customary to wear white for the dead. He understood everything in that moment, realizing the truth in a way that not even looking at his father's open-eyed corpse in running water had been able to make him realize it, and his knees loosened. Square Peter bore him up with a strong hand.
"Can he do it, lad? For if he can't, there's no shame. He was your da, and I know you loved him well."
"We all did."
"I'll be all right," Tim said. He couldn't seem to get enough air into his lungs, and the words came out in a whisper. Hot Stokes put his fist to his forehead and bowed. It was the first time in his life that Tim had been saluted as a man.
"Hail, Tim, son of Jack. His car's gone into the clearing, but what's left is here. Will he come and see?"
"Yes, please."
Square Peter stayed behind, and now it was Stokes who took Tim's arm. Stokes, not dressed in his leather breeches and cursing as he fanned an open furnace hole with his bellows, but clad in ceremonial white. Stokes, who led him into the little room with forest scenes painted on the walls all around. Stokes, who took him to the ironwood bier in the center, that open space that had ever represented the clearing at the end of the path. Big Jack Ross also wore white, although his was a fine linen shroud. His lidless eyes stared raptly at the ceiling. Against one painted wall leaned his coffin, and the room was filled with the sour yet somehow pleasant smell of it, for the coffin was also of ironwood and would keep this poor remnant very well for 1,000 years and more. Stokes let go of his arm, and Tim went forward on his own. He knelt. He slipped one hand into the linen shroud's overlap and found his da's hand. It was cold, but Tim did not hesitate to entwine his warm and living fingers with the dead one's. This was the way the two of them had held hands when Tim was only a small one and barely able to toddle. In those days, the man walking beside him had seemed 12 feet tall and immortal. Tim knelt by the bier and beheld the face of his father.